Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday night. It is 10 o'clock, and this is Matt Chat live on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Ace Diamond. And tonight, I'm going to cover a wide range of topics. If you're out there listening on Facebook or on blogtalkradio.com, you want to call in, the phone number is 323-870-3411. Once again, that number is 323-870-3411. First, I want to talk about the Riot Squad and Absolution. The brand new three women factions that have arrived in WWE on the main roster. Absolution, of course, is Paige, Sonya Deville, and Mandy Rose. Personally, I don't think Sonya Deville and Mandy Rose are quite ready for the main roster. I haven't seen either of them in action yet enough to know if they are. Sonya Deville, I know she's not. She is just not quite there as far as her in-ring ability goes. She's close. I will say she's close, but she is not quite there yet. I think she could have benefited from another 6 months or so, let her get called up after WrestleMania. Okay, 4 or 5 months, let her get called up after WrestleMania. Then see where things are from there. Same thing with Mandy Rose. I've actually never seen Mandy Rose in action to the best of my abilities or the best of my recollection, and I don't think she's ready. She's nothing more than a pretty face right now, as far as I'm concerned. And on SmackDown, you've got, and Paige is ready. Paige was ready. Paige has been gone, of course, after a suspension and then an injury that sidelined her. She looks like she's back to 100% and ready to be back in the ring. Now, on the other side, on SmackDown Live, you've got Ruby Riott, Sarah Logan, and Liv Morgan. The only person in that group that I can say that I don't think was ready is Liv Morgan. I don't think, and I'm going to say this, I'm a huge Liv Morgan fan. In NXT, she was great. I personally think she should have been in the match for the Women's Championship at the last TakeOver, but that's just me. Sarah Logan, Crazy Mary Dobson, whatever you want to call her, she's ready. And of course, Ruby Riott, also, I believe, definitely ready for the big time. And it'll be interesting to see where they go with these two groups of women. I have heard a rumor that they're going to, that it is going to come out that Paige is actually calling the shots for both groups, although with the naming of the Riot Squad as such, I don't know that that's going to be the case anymore, because that would take away from Ruby Riot's shine. And they announced tonight that the women's championship match at Clash of Champions will be a Lumberjack match, or Lumberjill match in this case. You got all the women surrounding the ring, Charlotte and Natalya inside the ring. I see that being a very combustible situation, which is obviously the point. I see it breaking down to a point where there is no winner declared. And actually, I could see it leading to the first ever women's Royal Rumble match. This coming in January, which I am a huge advocate of a women's Royal Rumble match and a women's Elimination Chamber match. If the women want to do what the men can, what the men do, let them do it. But there was something interesting that happened at the end of SmackDown tonight. Now, I don't know if any of my listeners caught it. Tom Phillips, Corey Graves, and Byron Saxton, when Shinsuke Nakamura came out to save Randy Orton, spoiler alert for anybody that hasn't watched SmackDown yet, sorry, acted like Nakamura and Orton haven't teamed in the past, which they have done several times. And it's just like, how stupid do you think wrestling fans are? How short attention spans do you think we actually have? Because we're not stupid. And I don't know. I think I'm just getting... old and cynical, maybe. But yeah, I feel like wrestling commentators insult the intelligence of some wrestling fans. Now, maybe that's too... keep the illusion for the younger fans who don't know any better. But when you say stuff like that, yeah, it really feels like they're insulting our intelligence. And I'm not a fan of that. Now, onto the independent scene. And I may come back to WWE in a minute. I want to talk about a match that I just watched today. I should have been there on Friday, honestly. And for anybody who listens to the show regularly, you know that I am a booking agent for a rising star in the Cincinnati, Ohio area, the Militant Marble, Mark Magnum. Well, this past Friday, he was involved in an 8-man elimination tag team match, Survivor Series style rules, and I want to say it was one of the best matches I have seen in a very long time. All 8 men, including the personal security guard for Shauna Reed, who I'm guessing took Shauna Reed's place in the match because Shauna Reed was not there. All 8 men in the match, with the exception of the personal security guard, because he got taken out in 5 seconds, put on an absolute gem of a match. And even though he at one point was down 5-1 because of outside interference from Sean Casey, Blackhawk, the Militant Marvel rallied with a little bit of help from special guest referee Bad Attitude Brian Beach. Mark Magnum rallied to make it a one-on-one situation between himself and Mitch Magnus. Until he finally succumbed to Mitch Magnus's superior wrestling ability. And I only say superior because he won the match. I in no way believe that Mitch Magnus is superior to Mark Magnum, because Mark Magnum is my client and my clients are superior. But and if you want to, if you would like to book Mark Magnum, if you're a promoter and you would like to book Mark Magnum, you can contact me on my Ace Diamond Facebook page, or you can contact me on Twitter at Ace Diamond Stud, and we can work something out. But I want to get back to, I do want to congratulate Shauna Reed, who I mentioned a moment ago, who has been a guest on my show a couple of times. She's on her first international tour right now. She is competing over in the United Kingdom. I believe she may be at the end of her tour and quite possibly on her way back to the United States. So I want to congratulate her on that. And I also want to say, for anybody who is familiar with Heroes and Legends Wrestling, we've had the promoter Jason Maples on the show one time. Hopefully have him on the show again in the future. Their next show, April 21st, which happens to be Daddy Diamond's birthday. Yes, I just called my dad Daddy Diamond, but that's okay. Yes, that happens to be my father's birthday. I lost track of my thoughts. Already announced for that show, good old JR, Jim Ross, and Tito Santana will be guests at Heroes and Legends on April 21st, 2018. At the Fort Wayne War Memorial, at the War Memorial Coliseum in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Tickets go on sale soon, I'm sure. And it's already shaping up to be a huge event. It always is. I have not had the pleasure of going yet. I hope to go to this one. Of course, I've hoped to go to the last couple and haven't made it. But I plan to be at this next one. So we'll see what happens with that. I do want to get back to WWE for a minute and say, well, actually, it's not even WWE. It is only slightly WWE related. Well, next week is WWE week, and I urge everybody who's not got the network to check out NXT Wednesday at 7 o'clock on WWE or on USA, not on WWE Network next week. And if that doesn't sway you toward getting the WWE Network, then there's probably nothing that will, because NXT is awesome. But back to what I was saying about the women that have been called up recently. I think if they had waited, or I think if they have a good showing in the Women's Royal Rumble that I believe is going to happen in January next month, I believe that I will be wrong about them being called up too early. But I'm going to end the show there tonight because of illness. But anyway, next week we will be back same time, same topics. Good night, everybody.